Should it be difficult to join a community or to become a member of a community, whether it's a podcast community, a Facebook community, Instagram? Should it be something that's difficult? And should it be something that's negative? I don't know. Let's talk about it. All that is up next. Welcome to Not a Mama Life, a podcast for child-free humans, a podcast without judgment of your choice to be child-free, a podcast without question of your decision to be child-free. These episodes are going to cover all things life. Thank you for listening, and let's see what today's episode is all about. So, my personal opinion, this is a continued conversation from episode number 106 earlier this week. My opinion is that, yes, I would imagine sometimes we should make joining a community, being part of a community, maybe a little hard, or maybe some questions. I think maybe that should be the extent of it. Asking, for lack of better words, asking qualifying questions. Are you child-free by choice? Are you child-free just because? Do you enjoy being child-free, etc.? I think what's happening out there in the space is there is a lot of, maybe let's call it, putting things in different, categorizing things, or putting things in different spaces and not seeing the connection, not honoring the connection, and not being a more open community. I recently took a pause from my Facebook community, and I don't think I'll unpause. I feel that I want to build community here on this platform for the podcast in a different space. So that news is coming soon. If you are interested in a space off of Facebook and a community space that is going to offer some extra content, some bonus episodes, some Zoom virtual events, head on over to Instagram and send me a direct message with the subject community, and let's talk about it. But back to this episode. The reason why I think community is a hot topic right now is because I'm getting feedback from some listeners and some friends over on Instagram that they are finding it difficult to become part of a community, and they're finding it difficult to find a community that's not very negative. And those two things kind of get me going, because I do feel that we do have to put up qualifying questions or qualifying posts to reach our community. But I also feel that there really is a space for everyone. So if those anti-communities are rubbing you the wrong way, then that tells me you don't belong there. And with the same token, as if a welcoming community has not welcomed you, maybe you don't belong there either. As someone who has a podcast and an Instagram page and a Facebook page, I feel I am most at ease with my community, obviously here on this podcast, but on Instagram. So there is never a DM that does not go unanswered, unless, of course, it's spam. And I do my best to gain insight and to plan podcast episodes, because it's things that you are all reaching out to me about. I'm getting messages from you about communities. I'm getting messages from you about relating to certain podcast episodes. All of that I'm taking and I'm tracking and I'm doing something about it. So I want you to, if you haven't yet, found a community space, definitely this podcast is one. Head on over to Instagram and hang out with us there at Not a Mama. And if you're seeking something more, send me a direct message with the subject community and let me know, what are you looking for? Is there something that we can create? And I say we, and I say create because this podcast in its infancy started with a Facebook, started with an Instagram page. And the Instagram community that welcomed me very early on, some of you are still here, thank you. That was 2 years ago. And some of those community members wanted a podcast. And I started a podcast and I changed the date and I changed the date and I started a podcast and I lost all of that podcast and I started this one. And so if you are looking for a community or if you are building a community, please know that it takes time. It takes time for your people to find you. It takes time to do things right. It takes trial and error. I really think that in life, we need to honor that trial and error. One of my friends quotes a book. I think it's the book from Mark Zuckerberg's sister, Cheryl something. I don't remember her name. But I think she is coined with saying something about falling forward. So you fall forward. You fall. When you fall and when you fail, you get lessons. I like to say going on a path that leads to failure, you will get gems along the way. And so you pick up those gems and you put them in your backpack. So then the next time you're up for that journey, you have a backpack full of lessons and gems, and hopefully you won't repeat them. So I am going to investigate starting a community off Facebook, starting a community that will be one of connection, one of virtual events, one of special content, and one that is just very particular. I want to make sure the right people are in this community. So if that's something that sounds interesting to you, send me a direct message over on Instagram. And also join the conversation related to this podcast episode when you see it on Instagram and share your thoughts about community. Share if you found one that you love. Share if you've experienced a child-free community that was not so pleasant. You don't have to share names, but you can share scenarios and share stories. And I look forward to seeing you over on Instagram. That's a wrap. Thank you for spending your time with me. If you enjoyed this episode, I would love for you to share it with a child-free friend. And also make sure you head on over to Instagram and connect with me there at Not a Mama.